Hello world. It's a beautiful night tonight, even though it is cloudy. You know, Houston has the weirdest weather. Houston has very bipolar weather. Sometimes it's sunny, then it's not, then it's raining for about 5 minutes, then it's back sunny. Very, very strange weather out here. Tonight is a very peaceful night, very quiet night, very beautiful night. And on this episode, I really just want to speak on the HISD school district, the Houston Independent School District. You know, I'm not the person who really watches TV. In fact, I don't really watch TV at all, but I've been hearing, I've been passing by the TV and been hearing that's mainly been talks lately, the Houston, what's been going on in the Houston Independent School District and why the education is so slow. And I'm here to tell you why. Because I was a very poor kid. We grew up poor coming up, and I went to a lot of those HISD schools. You know, when you're young, you really don't know why things are the way they are, but as you get older, you see why. You know, the system is designed for the poor area to fail, you know, so you know, you begin to understand why things are the way they are in poor areas. Like I said, I went as a kid, I went to like around between 14, 15 or 16 different elementary schools. We did a lot of moving around. We were very poor, so we had to move around a lot. And I went to a lot of those HISD schools, went to a lot of GPISD schools, Galena Park Independent School District. And the learning rate when you jump from district to district is going to be different. You know, some kids are learning at a faster rate, some kids are learning at a slower rate, some kids aren't learning anything at all. And that's what's going on in a lot of these HISD schools. The kids aren't learning, and it's mainly in the poor area. You know, the poor environment is not... You can't say the system is designed for you to fail, like I just said, which is true, but it's also not just the how the system is made. It's the teaching, it's what goes, how the schools are looking, it's what's going on in the household. All those things come key as well. You know, and in HISD, that's a lot of those schools are in poor environments, so it's a lot going on outside of the school as well. You know, no father figures. Drug addiction, mothers are going through things, parents are going through things, so the kids are really just sometimes even in CPS custody or on the way to CPS because the parents can't take care of them. A lot of them are raised by their grandmothers and the grandmothers aren't really looking after them. Just a lot going on out in the streets early, and it's like, how can you remain focused when you have so much going on at home? And on top of that, what you're learning inside the school, the teachers aren't teaching these kids anything. And the very sad thing is that the teachers and the principals and all that is teaching at these places live in those areas as well. So they know what's going on. And they also grew up in those areas, went to school to these same schools they teaching at, just to go to college, graduate, get out to become a teacher at this same place and teach the same thing that they learned as they got older, which was nothing. And they see it, but they also have so much that's going on at home that they not worried about teaching these kids. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of stress and a lot of depression and a lot of things that's just going on in and outside of the school, you know. And that's really just, like I said, I went to a lot of different elementary schools. And like I said, you don't really know why. Really not even just really paying attention to what's going on, but you know, some schools are better than others. The schools you don't want to go to, me personally, like a lot of those HISD schools, you know, where mainly it's a bunch of black kids in a poor area, you know, you already know like this school is finna be like boring, but you're not really just understanding why, but you gonna know, you gonna dread this school because it's nothing going on but a bunch of ignorance and a bunch of just stress. And it's not our fault. You know, it's what's going on, like I say, in and outside school, the paperwork, the things that they are teaching, we're not learning anything. And when I when I was jumping from school to school, like I said, I was going to faster learning schools as well, but I was also going to slower learning schools. And in the faster learning schools, I was learning at a faster rate. So when I went back to the HISD schools, my level of thinking was ahead of the kids. And I was in the classroom when even the teachers knew. They like, you already know this. Like, we was learning our multiplications, the division, you was learning at a faster rate than the kids in HISD. So when you get over there, they be struggling with it, and you already know all that. So the teacher will tell you, like, don't do this. You know, you have to do punishment or something. They make you write your multiplications out a bunch of times. I couldn't even do that because I already knew my multiplications off the back of my hand by me going to a faster learning school and then going to a poor, to one of those HISD schools. So I already knew my multiplication division. So my punishment was different. I had to learn something else. I had to do some type of other punishment because I already knew what they were just now learning or haven't even started on learning. And even when they trying to learn it, they just not getting it because it's a lot going on and they not really worried about what is on the board because they got so much going on at home. Same with the sports in the high schools and middle schools and all, same in the sports and stuff. The coach stay right down the street. He's struggling, so he probably the weed man or, you know what I'm saying, something like that. But he the head coach at the football. Ain't nothing going on. That's really what the coldest athletes at. They brought up in poverty, but there's so much going on. By the time they 12, 13, 14 years old, they already in the streets. You know, that's why a lot of, like they say, the most talented people in the world are dead in jail, which I hate to say it is true, because they grew up in the streets and they went to violence and all of that. So they were supposed to be on the field or supposed to be on the court or supposed to be on the track. You know what I'm saying? You know, the fastest people, they run from the laws and all that, and they really be fast as hell. But, you know, they take penitentiary chances. And like I say, it's really just the environment that we're brought up in that lead us down those paths. So it's no time to really think. You have to really sit back to yourself, even in the midst of all that that's going on. You have to sit back and figure out, what do I want to do? What do I like to do? And that shit is easier said than done because there's so much going on. On top of that, you got to look over your shoulder and all this. By the time you're 13, 14, you outside, you got to look over your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Because people want to mess with you or get at you. It's just a lot of stress and depression and ignorance that's going on in those areas. On top of that, you can't go to school, or you're going to school, you're halfway in that school because there's just a lot going on. And the teachers and principals, they not worried about trying to help you or trying to help you because they got stuff going on as well outside of work as well. So it's just one big domino effect of disaster and just a bunch of stress. So the learning rate is very low. And things are different nowadays. Everything's being gentrified, but even still, it's still the same things that's going on in a lot of areas. You know, kids are still learning at a slow rate. But like I said, I went to a lot of different elementary schools, so I seen what was going on. And even in poverty areas, I was living in a lot of different poverty areas, so I seen how people react in different areas. You know, it really be like they say, it's beauty in the struggle. All you do is grow a learning experience, so you know what's going on as you get older. You know what I'm saying? So it's really, you already know what type of people you're dealing with when you're in certain areas. You know what I'm saying? Like they say, it's beauty in the struggle. So you really be thankful. Know that you grew up how you grew up, and you really didn't grow up into the riches, because you know, you really wouldn't know. You really wouldn't know shit. All you see is beauty and beauty and finances that you don't know where it's coming from. So you really don't know shit. You just get shit handed to you. You know, when you growing up in the struggle, it's like, you're figuring out, not just on your own, sometime on your own, but you really gaining that wisdom and that, you know what I'm saying, that learning experience for yourself. And on top of that, sometimes you do have help around you, and y'all really be on the same page to help each other. So it's like, y'all really, teachers and students are the people that you hanging around, you know. And that's really where the best relationships form, when you become a teacher and a student and a player and a coach, and just the individuals that you surround yourself with, because all y'all do is level up with each other. You know, it's like you just throwing yourself out there. Y'all just throwing yourselves out there and throwing your ideas together and trying to create something for each other. You know what I'm saying? And for yourself as well. It's one big, beautiful experience. But like I say, the stress and stuff that come with it, that's just, you know, that's just life happens. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you be thankful when you get older and you see like how you came up. It was really, you know, it was really just a learning experience. So I'm glad that I I was able to see things that I've seen as a kid, so because I'm able to speak on them with y'all right now. You know, it was hard, you know, so I seen how things adapted. Like I say, the most talented people are, you know, dead in the streets or in jail, because just how they grew up. And that was even when you playing football, like little league football at a young age and stuff, like just the kids that were brought up, like in elementary, the coldest kids, they be from the poverty areas, and they be so cold. It's like you don't even want to play against these dudes. They so cold, you know what I'm saying? But as you get older, they resort to the streets. Some of them make it, but some of them don't. And that's how it happened, you know. And that's really just what I wanted to speak on today, just what's going on in the poverty-stricken environments, from the school to the streets as well. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot that go on to why people are learning at a slower rate inside the classroom, and the teachers aren't teaching them nothing. Like I say, it's really sad that the same teachers that was in that area or from that area or went to school in that area, they grow up, they get older, and they see what happened, and they realize that they didn't learn nothing, and they still go back to teach the same thing. Like, that's really sad, you know what I'm saying? To grow up and teach the kids the same thing that you learned, it's just like a repeated pattern. You got to have someone who says, okay, this shit ain't right. You know what I'm saying? You also have people don't mind their business too. You know, some teacher trying to teach these kids the real, and you got the teacher next door who ear hustling, and they run and snitch to one of the principals or something and half your ass out of there. That's really, you know what I'm saying? That's life though. The majority of the people in the world don't mind their business. And it really messes it up for just a lot of people, you know, because one individual wasn't minding their business. That's really why I just wanted to speak on today's episode. Just what's going on in the HISD district and why these kids are learning at a slower rate. But with that being said, through ups and downs, we forever conquer.